Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Chav Vav, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Hei Amid Beis Itmar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sar Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, and Manuela Bas Chana. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Sima Bas Chanoch, Avram Ben Yubadol Chaim Toivir Moshe Chaim, and Ilui Nishmas Miriam Shendel Bas Yubadol Chaim Toivim Rebbe Ephraim Shimon, the Maramekoimos that are prepared for the daf are prepared li'ilu nishmasa. Today is her yahrzeit, or may her neshama have an aliyah. Zokt de Gemara. So the topic of the last several dafin has been the halachos of Isurei Hana. The first Mishnah in Perakol Shah implied that chametz, in addition to being aser b'achila, is also aser b'ana. The Gemara said, "Minayin? How do you know that chametz is aser b'ana?" The Gemara brought Chizki as memra. It's learned out from the fact that the Torah says, "Lo yeyachel chametz," not "lo yoichol chametz," but rather "lo yeyachel chametz," which suggests that not only is chametz aser b'achila, it's also aser b'ana. The Gemara said, "Chizki has said you need an extra drush to tell me that chametz is not only aser b'achila, but is also aser b'ana upligad Rav Avoh." And we had 2.5 dafin of the machloikis between Chizkiyah and Rav Avoh. The Gemara then went on, may inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, to talk about the halach if somebody eats macholis asuris, but he eats at shaloikid erech achila. Or if somebody would eat or benefit from Isuri Hanah, shaloikid erech hanasan. Rabbi Yochanan said, the halach is, you're going to be potter. We had the Gemara on Daf Chofeyam and Aleph, which told us another halacha regarding Isuri Hanah. Bakol Misrapin, also Rabbi Yochanan, Chutz Meyatze Asherah. Bakol Misrapin, Chutz Meyavoydazara, Vigili Arayas, Vishvichas Damim. Regardless, we're going to continue going through the Shulchan Aruch, the halachas of Isuri Hanah. So where are the halachas of Isuri Hanah? Some of the most intense, lumdisha, raid-filled sugyas and shas, they're in the second perek in Masechtas Pesachim, sort of tucked away in perek Kol Shah. One other introduction for today's daf, and that is, we're familiar with the machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Dover she'ena mischavin, mutter, or dover she'ena mischavin, aser. Rav Shimon says, a person is allowed to do something, even if it's possible that as a result of what he's doing, he'll violate an Isser, as long as he has no kavana to do an Isser. The classic halacha of Rav Shimon is a person's allowed to schlep a table or a chair on Shabbos, on a dirt floor, even though it's possible that he may dig a ditch inside the floor. If he digs a ditch, he'll be chayev mishum, chayfer mishum, baina. But the point is, a person is allowed to do that because being that he has no kavana to do that, even though it's a possibility that he may do that, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a dover she'ena mischavin is aser. Now, the primary source of the machloikis, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, is in Hilchos Shabbos. But the truth is that there are many sugis and shas that are not Hilchos Shabbos, as in today's daf, where the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are discussed. So Rabbi Shimon's sheet is dover she'ena mischavin is mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is dover she'ena mischavin is aser. And being that this is going to underpin the entire daf, again, it's just kedai to internalize this machloikis. The machloikis is where someone is bikavana doing something. However, he has no kavana to do an aveira. He just has kavana to schlep a chair. It just so happens that when he schleps a chair, he may end up being mechal Shabbos. If you don't have kavana to do an aveira, I have kavana to do the maisa that I'm doing. I just don't have kavana for this maisa to be a maisa aveira. According to Rav Shimon, mutter, you could do a lekatchila. You could live dangerously. You can roll the dice. You can take the risk. According to Rav Yehuda, a dover she'ena mischavin is aser. Now, the important caveat in the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda is the halacha p'sik reisha. The Gemara says throughout Shas, Abaye v'Rava, the Amir Travaya, Abaye and Rava, who often argued, but in this case, they agreed, ke'ish echad b'lev echad, in unison, moide Rav Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamas, that even Rav Shimon who holds dover she'ena mischavin is mutter, but in the event that the aveira is an inevitable outcome of the maisa that he's doing, of course, in that instance, Rav Shimon's going to be maita. And as far as pashat, because Rav Shimon's saying that I can do something as long as I don't have kavana to do an aveira. Yeah, but if the aveira is inevitably going to happen, shecht or cut the head off a chicken, and you expect it not to die, there's no such thing. So if it's inevitable, then you did have kavana. The Etzachan, you didn't have kavana. You're fadimit, because obviously this was an inevitable outcome. This was something that was going to happen. So the machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is where a person has kavana to do something, he doesn't have kavana to do an avera, and the outcome, the avera, is not inevitable. If it is, that's the loch of psikresha, Rav Shimon's might of psikresha. The machloikis, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, is where it's not inevitable. Either way, we begin today's daf with the machloikis, Abaye Verava, two lishtoinois, how to understand the machloikis, Abaye Verava. The daf begins a little bit complicated, but it goes a little bit more smoothly after the introduction of the machloikis Abaye Verava. Zokti Gemara Itmar Anah, Baloi Liyadam, Bal Karchoi. So again, we're discussing Yisuri Anah. What would be if a person is minding his own business, and Bal Karchoi, meaning Shaloi B'Kavana, he ends up benefiting from Yisuri Anah. So for example, a person is walking down the street, and it just so happens that he passes a base avodah zara, and it just so happens there's some keteris right now that's happening in that base avodah zara, and he smells it. He benefited from it. It was bal karcha. It wasn't something that he was looking for. It wasn't something that he had any interest in. However, he ended up benefiting from isurian. What's talacha? Bayama, bayisam uteris. It's okay. You're allowed. Meaning you could likatchila be nehene as long as the hana is balei bal karcha. Rava Masura, Rava said it's going to be mutter. And we're going to have two lishoinos now with a whole bunch of different variables as to where exactly Abaye and Rava were arguing. What is the specific oikimta? Zok to Gemara. Efshe v'kam mechavin. In the event that this person could have avoided this hana, meaning he's on his way home and there's two ways for him to go home. You can go one way, which means you'll end up passing a base of Avodah Zarah. You can go another way, in which case you're not going to pass the base of Avodah Zarah. You chose to go in the way where you're passing the base of Avodah Zarah. But it was Efshar. What does Efshar mean? You could have done it in another way. You didn't have to pass the base of Avodah Zarah. So if it was Efshar for you to go another way, this is a second caveat. Additionally, you had Kavano, when you pass it, this is Geshmak. You took it in, or if it was Loyev Shavakamachavin, or if you didn't have any other way to go, meaning this is the only road that you can take in order to get home. However, again, Vakamachavin, you had Kavano, you intended to benefit. Everybody would agree it's Asa. There'd be no Abaye that says Mutter. Abaye and Rava would agree that in this case it's going to be Asa. Loyev Shavakamachavin, in the event that there was no other way for you to go, and you did not have any Kavano, everyone's going to agree that it's Mutter. Number one, you have no kavana. Number two, what were you supposed to do? You're not going to go home. So as a result, everyone's going to agree it's mutter. You can go home. Don't worry about it. Everything is fine. Keep leading. You know what the machlokes is. The efshar. In the event there was another way you could have gone. However, v'loy mechaven. You didn't have any kavana. So you're walking down the street. There's two ways for you to go home. One of them is a base of Avodah Zarah. You start walking down the base of Avodah Zarah and you start smelling something. You're not going to have any kavana to have hana. You're going to try your hardest not to benefit. But this is hana, haboloi la'adam balkarcha. Inevitably, you are going to benefit. So here's the question. Do I have to quickly go backwards, put my car in reverse, and go down the other road so that I don't benefit or not? That was the machloikis between Abaye and Rava. Abaye said, mutter, you can continue going down the road. Rava said, it's going to be awesome. But the Gemara adds another kinech. Everybody would agree, awesome, because it's true you're not having kavana. But at the end of the day, it's Dovah Sheinu Meschaven. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Dovah Sheinu Meschaven is a problem. Keep pligi, what's the machloikis? I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. The machloikis is according to Reb Shimon, Dovah Dovah Sheinu Meschaven Mutter, who holds that a Dovah Sheinu Meschaven is Mutter. Abaye, Reb Shimon. Abaye says it's going to be Mutter. This is Reb Shimon's halacha. Reb Shimon holds Dovah Sheinu Meschaven is Mutter. At the end of the day, what is the reason I should not be able to walk down the street? It's because I'm going to be nene from Yisuri Anah. Okay, am I being mechaven to be nene from the Yisuri Anah? The answer is no. So according to Reb Shimon, this is a classic example of Dovah Sheinu Meschaven. And if it's not Dovah Sheinu Meschaven, it's not going to be a problem. For Rav, I'm a Rav is going to say no. Ad kan lekam Reb Shimon. When did Reb Shimon say his halacha? That Dovah Sheinu Meschaven is mutter. Ela heicha d'loy efshar. That's only if there's no other way to do it. Aval heicha d'efshar loy. But in the event that there's another way to do it, there, Reb Shimon never said his halacha of Dovah Sheinu Meschaven. So again, the machloikis, according to the first Lishna in the Gemara, the machloikis between Abaye and Rava, Hano haboloi la'adam balkarche. Abaye said mutter, Rava said aser. So the Gemara clarified what the machloikis is. The machloikis is where you're walking down the street, you have no kavana, clear, and it was efshar. There was another way that you could have gone. And the machlokes is all in Reb Shimon's world. According to Reb Yehuda, if there's another way to go, who cares? He's not having kavana. Dove Shein Mischaven is also. But according to Reb Shimon, that also Dove Shein Mischaven is mutter. Here's the question: do we say that Dove Shein Mischaven is mutter even where there's a way to avoid it, where it's efsha for you to go another way, or perhaps Reb Shimon only said his halacha of Dove Shein Mischaven is mutter where it's loy efsha? But Heichen the Efshir could be never said the halacha. Abaye said mutter. Rav Shimon said his halacha, Dovi Sheinim is chavin mutter, even where it's Efshir to go another way. Rava said asa. Rava's machmer. Rava said that the only time Rav Shimon said his halacha, Dovi Sheinim is chavin is mutter, is if it's loy Efshir. There's no other way for you to do it. So the question is, should I do nothing? Or can I live dangerously? That's Rav Shimon's halacha. Al zeh nemar, Dovi Sheinim is chavin is going to be mutter. However, Heicha, the Efshir, if there's a way to prevent it, there's a way to avoid it, in that case, Rav Shimon is never going to say his halacha. So just two things to speak out. Number one, the ikker source of the machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda is not this case. This is just an application of the machloikis. What's the primary source of the machloikis? At the case that we mentioned in the introduction, where somebody is schlepping a chair or a table or a bed on Shabbos across a dirt floor, if it makes a ditch, you're going to be mechal Shabbos, whatever the exact malach is, but you're going to be mechal Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do it because the Dovah Shein Mischaven is also. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to do it because the Dovah Shein Mischaven is mutter. Now we have a machlek zabai v'rava as it relates to Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Did Rabbi Shimon only allow it where it's lo yefsher, or did Rabbi Shimon allow it even where it's efsher? So let's apply now this machlokes Abaye v'Rava to the classic example of Shitas Rav Shimon. If somebody wants to schlep a chair is something that you don't have to drag, assuming it's light, it's something that you can carry. If Rav Shimon is always matir Dovah Sheinim Mischaven, even where it's efsher to avoid it, so Rav Shimon's halacha in Hilchos Shabbos would be true, even if you're carrying it. If, however, Rav Shimon was only matir where it's loy efsher, so if you're carrying something very heavy, so it's loy efsher. Rav Yehuda says, I don't care if it's loy efsher, you can't be mechal Shabbos because it's loy efsher. Dovah Sheinim Mischaven is also. Al zeh nemar Rav Shimon shita that Dovah Sheinim Mischaven is mutter. So come at a nafka mina in the classic example, just to bring out the machlokes Abaye v'Rava of Shitas Rav Shimon. That's number one. Number two. So the Gemara is saying, this case where a person's walking down the street, there's a base of Avodah Zarah, segayt arayach, a good one, and you're trying not to benefit, but this is hanoa baloi bar karchai. Abaye said, even if it's efsher, as long as you're loy mechavin, according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be mutter. What happened to Moida Abaye v'Rava b'psik reisha? Abaye himself is the one that said psik reisha. It's Abaye and Rava. So no matter how you go in this sugya, Abaye v'Rava are the two Manda Amrim that said Allah psikreisha. So why would it be mutter according to Reb Shimon? Oh, because it's Dovah Sheinim Mischaven. Isn't this a psikreisha? I mean, it sounds like it's inevitable that you're going to end up smelling these machalas asuras. If you go through Rashi and Tosfos over here in the sugya, so from Tosfos certainly it would seem to emerge that it could be it wasn't a psikreisha. Maybe that's the easy answer. Could be it wasn't a psikreisha. But this is a tremendous discussion in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, and this is a tremendous topic of raid, because it would seem from this sugya that it could be, even though there's a halacha of psik reisha, but maybe when it comes to Yisuri Hana, maybe over here it's different. Because it sounds like from this Gemara, really it should be psik reisha. We could be matchik and say it wasn't a psik reisha. It wasn't inevitable. But it doesn't sound that way. Hana, boli, ladam, al karchi, sounds like you're going to smell. You walk by a place that smells, you're going to smell. And as a result, it would seem, l'chura, that for whatever reason, the laws of psik reisha are not negated. But what's the bottom line? What's the summary of the first lishna of the Gemara? There's going to be another lishna. So what's the summary of the first lishna of the Gemara? The summary of the first lishna of the Gemara is that the machloikis, Abaye v'Rava, even though it sounds like some global machloikis, hana, haboloi, la'adam, balkarchai, really the machloikis is in a very specific case. The case is where this person could have prevented benefiting from the Yisuri Hana. However, he also had no kavana to benefit from the Yisuri Hana. And what's the machloikis? Alibid Reb Shimon that holds Dovah Sheinim Mischaven is mutter. And it's really a very yesoidi machloikis in the world of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's Dovah Sheinim Mischaven is mutter. Is that only if it's loy efsher? What if it's efsher? Meaning, Reb Shimon allows you to schlep the mita on Shabbos on the dirt. What if it's something light? What if it's something that you don't have to schlep? Would Reb Shimon allow it there as well or not? Abaye is mekel. Rava was machmir. Zokdomar ikidami. There was another lishna. Efsher v'loy mechaven. In the event where this was efsher, meaning you could have prevented. No, you could have walked down a different road. And you had no anna. That's the machloikis of Reb Shimon. There'd be no machloikis of Abaye v'Rava. Right, that was The machloik is abai v'rova in the first lishna in the Gemara. The second lishna addresses this immediately. No, efshav alei mechaven. No, that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Abai v'rova don't have to argue about the machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Loi efshav alei mechaven. In the event that there was no way for him to prevent this, meaning this is the only way for him to go home, and he's not having any kavanah kulam alipligi d'shari. Over there, everyone's going to be moed and mutter, which is interesting. Even Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold in this case that it's going to be mutter. Keep ligi. What was the machloik is the loi efshar where there was no other way to go, v'kam mechaven, and you had kavanah. So this is the diametric opposite of the first lishna. In the first lishna, the machlokes was where efshar, you could have prevented it, v'loy mechaven. In the second lishna, the machlokes is where it's loy efshar, you can't prevent it. As a result, you're allowed to walk down this road. There's no question you can go down this road. It's loy efshar. The shaila is, v'kam mechaven, you're going to have kavanah. Could you have kavanah? That's the question. Could you have kavanah or could you not have kavanah? So you would think, of course not, right? Well, why should you be allowed to have kavanah? Because it's loy efshar. So all of a sudden now, I'm allowed to be nena from Yisuri Anah. So Abaye is going to have a lot of explaining to do, right? He's going to have to be masber. How in the world is possible? Just because it's the only way for me to get home, that means I'm allowed to be mechavin. What's pashup shah? So the Gemara says like this. I'll be the Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, the azal basa kavanah. This is the punchline of the sugyo. According to Reb Shimon, that holds that a dovah shein mechavin is mutter. Kuli amaloi pligid aser. Over here, everyone's going to agree it's aser. If Reb Shimon holds dovah shein mechavin is mutter, even where it's efshar to avoid it. So what do you see from Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon seems told it's all about kavanah. So if it's efshar and I don't have kavanah, it's okay. Then if it's loy efshar and I have kavanah, it should not be okay. Because the koizeya seems to be kavanah. So just like it's okay, even if it's efshar, I could have avoided it. But as long as I don't have kavanah, it's going to be fine. So too, it's a little bit of a chiddush. If it's loy efshar and I have kavanah, it's going to be a problem. And there'd be no machloikis. Again, there's no abai v'rova. Keep leaving. What was the machloikis? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. The machloikis is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar who says, loyishna mischavin, the loyishna she'ena mischavin. Machloikis is according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that it doesn't matter if you had kavanah, or if you didn't have kavanah, efshar aser, meaning if it's efshar, even if it's loy mischavin, it's going to be aser. If that's the case, Abaye wanted to say a chiddush. Abaye said, "Ki Rabbi Yehuda." Abaye said that just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that where it's efshar v'loy mischavin, that loch is it's a problem. So what do you see from there? That kavanah is not the kaveya. So if kavanah is not the kaveya, v'haraya, if you didn't have kavanah, it still could be aser, then it could be, it goes lakula as well. That even if I have kavana, it could be still it's going to be mutter, as long as it's loy efshar. You see, where it's efshar, the loy meschavin. Rav Shimon says mutter, Rav Yehuda says aser. So this is what Abaye is saying. Abaye is saying that you see from Rav Shimon, that what is it about? It's about kavana. So efshar v'loy meschavin mutter, loy efshar u'meschavin aser. But what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda? That it's not about kavana. So what is it about if it's not about kavana? If efshar v'loy meschavin is aser, clearly implying it's not about kavana, then what is it about? It's about efshar. That's what it's about. Where it's efshar, it's going to be aser. Where it's loy efshar, said Abaye, maybe it's going to be mutter. So Abaye said an unbelievable chiddush, hard to understand it. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's loy efshar, it's loy efshar. Even if you have kavanah, it's going to be mutter. So usually when you think of Rabbi Yehuda in the suya of Dovah Shein Mischavin, he's always the machmer. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovah Shein Mischavin as awesome. Abaye came up with a chap. Abaye came up with a tzir, a foul in Lomdis, that it could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's actually going to be a kula. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not about kavanah. What is it about then? Efshar and loy efshar. It could be then, if it's loy efshar, even if you have kavanah, it's going to be mutter. That's Abaye. Rava said, no. Ad kala kama Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yehuda say, Zaloch Hashem Mischavin ki Mischavin? Elo l'chumra. Rabbi Yehuda is a machmin, the sugi of Dov Hashem Mischavin. He says that even if you don't have kavanah, it's as if you had kavanah. Avon Mischavin, Shein Mischavin, l'kula loy. But to go in the reverse, and to say that if a person had kavanah, being that it was loy efshar, we should look at it as if it's einoy mischavin, and it should end up with a kula. Absolutely, positively, no. And that, in essence, is the machloikas between Abaye v'Rava. So according to the first Lishna, the machloikas between Abaye v'Rava is where it was efshar v'loy mischavin. According to the second Lishna, the machloikas was where it was loy efshar u'mischavin. According to the first Lishna, the hezber of the machloikas is efshar v'loy mischavin. Aliba de Rav Shimon that holds Dov Hashem mischavin is mutter. Did he say Dov Hashem mischavin is mutter even where it's efshar? Or only when it's loy efshar. It's a machloikis in Shitas Rav Shimon. According to the second Lishna, the machloikis is where it's loy efsher umeschaven, and the machlokes is not a libid Reb Shimon. The machlokes, to the contrary, is a libid the Rebbe Yehuda, where Rabbi said a chiddush that being that Rebbe Yehuda holds davish and meschaven is aser, so kavon is not the keveya. What is the keveya? Could I have prevented it? Or could I have not prevented it? And it could be it would come out of kulo that if it was loy efsher, even if I had kavono, still it's going to be okay. Whereas according to Rava, it's not going to be okay. Another thing that comes out is a machlokes between the two lishoynis as to when exactly the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Dovah Sheinu Meschaven Mutter, or Dovah Sheinu Meschaven Aser, was stated. According to the first lishon of the Gemara, where it's loy efsher, there's a machloikis. The machloikis Abaye V'Rava is, what about where it's efsher? Meaning it's a machloikis Abaye V'Rava, whether there's a machloikis in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, where it's efsher. According to the second lishon of the Gemara, there's no machloikis Abaye V'Rava, whether Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argued where it's efsher. In fact, everybody agrees that the machloikis between Abaye V'Rava is where it's efsher. So according to the first lishon, whether Rabbi Shimon said as halacha be'efsher, whether there's a machloikis Abaye V'Rava by efsher, is whether machloikis Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda by efsher is a machloikis Abaye V'Rava. According to the second lishon, there is no machloikis Abaye V'Rava as it relates to that piece. But everybody agrees that even where it's efsher, there's a machloikis between Abaye V'Rava. A little bit confusing, but this is the Gemara. Zoktimar Amar Abaye. So we're going to focus now on the second lishon of the Gemara. The second lishon of the Gemara is where the machloikis Abaye V'Rava was, where it was loy efsher v'kam eschaven. According to Abaye, alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Only alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, it's going to be important. Only alibid Rabbi Yehuda. According to Abaye, that loch is it's going to be mutter. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be yasser. It's about kavana. So Dovish Hinnom Eschavin is mutter. If you had kavana, even if it's loy efsher, it's going to be a bra. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not about kavana. It's about efsher and loy efsher. It could be loy efsher and mischavin is going to be mutter. According to Rav, it's going to be yasser. So Abaye said, no, I need a makar for this. Abaye's chiddush is one of the great chiddushim of all time. So Abaye obviously needs to back up what he said with a chiddush. So he said, I have a makar to this. The Tanya we learned in the Braise, an interesting makar. Amr all of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. They say about the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shai Yoshev Betziloi Shel Heichal, V'doyresh Kol Hayoyim Kulay. That when he used to darshan, Rashi says, Hilchas Achag, when he used to have a Yarchi Kala, and the Olam used to come to learn all the halachis of Yontif, Shloshim Yoyim, so there was no room. It was impossible for everybody to be able to fit and to be able to hear the shir. So they needed a place that was able to accommodate a very large audience. So where did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai go? He used to sit on the Harabayas. And because it was very sunny, so he would be Yoshev Betziloi Shel Heichel. The Heichel, which was 20 amas tall, Ervin Daf Beis, it would cast this very large shade, and he would sit in the shade of the Heichel. Now, what's the kasha? How is he allowed to sit in the shade of the Heichel? He's benefiting from the Heichel. The Heichel has Kedusha, it's Kachem, and if it's Kachem, then Luchur, there's an Isser Me'ilo. This shouldn't be something that you're allowed to do. So let's break it down. In light of all the variables and permutations of the previous Gemara, what would this be? It was loy efsher. There was no other place for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to give shir. He wanted the shade. He dafka did it in a way where he could benefit from the shade. Vishari. And still it was mutter. How could it be mutter? You're having kavana. Oh, must be Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held like Rabbi Yehuda. That it's not about kavana. It's about efsher and loy efsher. And hecha the loy efsher, it's going to be mutter. So Abaye said, you know what, Mirala, you know what my makar is? Is this Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, shani, hechel de l'toicha yasoy. The hechel's different. It's true Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had kavana to be nena from the hechel. And it's true that the hechel has kedusha. And it's true you're not allowed to be nena from kachem. In fact, if you're nena from kachem, me'ilo, which is a very, very big deal. But over here was mutter. The reason is because the wall of the hechel, if you were going to benefit from it in the ordinary way, it would be l'toicha. You're inside the heichel, you're benefiting from the heichel. But you're outside, and being that you're on the outside looking in, so really you're benefiting from it in an indirect way. And being that you're benefiting from it in an indirect way, it's not considered a problem. Rashi says that, what's the makar to this? That if you benefit from Isurei Ana in an indirect way or in an unusual way, it's mutter. That's Chav Dalet Amid Beis, Perek Kol Shav, Rabbi Yochanan's Memra. That if someone has Ana from Yisuri Ana, Shaloi Kederech Ana, so the halacha is it's going to be Mutter. Amar Rava, Rava said, no, I mean, what's my Makar? It doesn't sound like Rava needs a Makar. But Rava said, I'll bring you a Mefurish Makar to my halacha. What's Rava's Chiddush? That even Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that it's about Efsher and Loy Efsher, maybe, who holds Dovah Shein Meschaven is Aser, but Loy Efsher and Meschaven is not going to be Mutter. Loy Efsher and Meschaven is going to be Aser. Just like according to Rav Shimon, it's going to be Aser. According to Rav Yehuda, it's also going to be Aser. So what's his Raya? So his Raya was from a Mishnah. Ditnan, Lulin, Hayu,
psuchin ba'aliyas beis kotchei akadoshim. This is a Mishnah Masechtes Midos. So there were lulin. There were holes in the ceiling. Like there were ways to, you know, remove a tile, and you were able to get into the kodesh akadoshim. Why? So like this, the umnin, the workers, the people that were going to do work in the kodesh akadoshim could come in boxes. Okay, so there were lulim in the ceiling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in case somebody had to come in and do some renovation, something had to be fixed. So it happens. So there was a way to get it. However, they would go in boxes. The reason they went into boxes is chalila, no one should gaze on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's the kasha? Rava said, this is inevitable. Someone has to do the work. For us, and you see, it would have been a problem to have kavana, and it's for that reason we had a bakta. If you're going to tell me that if it's lo yefshe for kavah chamin, it's going to be mutar alibi the Rabbi Yehuda, so what was the problem over here? Oh, so you see clearly that lo yefshe for kavah chamin is going to be awesome. Now, at first glance, the Gemara could give a very easy answer. What's the answer? What would Abaye tell you? If Abaye is sitting here right now, Abaye would say it's going to Rabbi Shimon. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this, even though Rabbi Yehuda is always the one that proves things from stories. But maybe this is going according to Reb Shimon. And according to Reb Shimon, it's all about kavana. If you have kavana, it's going to be aser. Who said that this is true according to Rabbi Yehuda? But the Gemara gives a different teretz. The Gemara says, is this true? What would have been the problem anyways? So let's say you would see. Okay, the umnin came in, they looked at the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is that a problem? What's the halachic problem? The hashkafa we understand. But what's the halacha problem? There's an issue with looking at the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Koil, sound, umara, what you see with your eyes, v'reach, and what you smell, ein behem mishum me'ila. There's no me'ila. You're not letting benefit from kachem. If you do, you're a mayol behektish. Very chama. Bring the carbon asham. But it's very, even b'shoi, right? It's a very big deal. But the point is koil mara v'reach ein behem mishum me'ila. Now, which one of the three is this? Mara. This is Mara. So you see, there's no problem. Ellis, what do you have to say? What was the issue? Why did you need boxes? Milo also, but basically, this is all a Milo. It was a special Chomra. It was a special Chomra. It has nothing to do with Halacha. It has nothing to do with Halacha. You can't prove anything Halacha. You can't prove what Rabbi Yehuda Sheet is going to be. Ikeda Amri. Some say, Amar Rava. Rava said, my Makaros was somewhere else. Similar. But you know, I mean, Allah. Detanyo. Amar Shem Ben Pazi. Amar Shem Malevi. Mishum Markapar. Koil Mara Vereach. Ein Behem Mishum Me'ila. Koil Mara Reach. There's no Me'ila. So what does it sound like? Rava said, Me'ila Huda Lako Yisura Ika. It sounds like there's no Me'ila. But an Isser, there is going to be. Now, my love, who are we talking to? Sounds like this is talking to the people that were in the Beis HaMikdash. These were the people in the Beis HaMikdash. They had to be there. Right? The Gehanim are doing work. So they smell the Ketores and they see the beauty, the majesty of the Beis HaMikdash, and they hear the music that's being played by the Levium, but it's Lo Yefshe, right? It's inevitable. What are you supposed to do? You're in. You're there. Become a Chavim Vasa. So you see, there's a problem. That this and this are not. You're not allowed to have kavana. So isn't this some furisher, right? Where it says, I'm the Bukhas. Maybe it doesn't mean the people that are there. The people that are there are Lo Yefshe. Abaye would tell you, maybe this halacha, we're kol mar v'rech, eimem mishum me'ila, however, there is an iser hana. Maybe that iser hana was being spoken for not the people that were there. They're lo yefshir. Maybe it's negay, the people that are standing on the outside. For them, it is efshir. They don't have to be there. They don't have to benefit from it. As a result, it's going to be a problem. Either way, so we just mentioned kol mar v'rech, eimem mishum me'ila. So the Gemara is going to talk about it for a moment. Gufa, Amar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, mishum bar kapara. Kol Umara v'reach ein behem mishum me'ila. Classic. Faith the Gemara. V'reach ein behem mishum me'ila. Is that true? If somebody smells hektish and he benefits from it, there's no me'ila v'tanya. We learned in the Braisa. Mefate mesakitoyres. So the halacha is you're not allowed to mimic the ketoyres. A person was not allowed to, in his house, take the yud aleph samimoni akhtoyres and make the ketoyres. You can't do your own pitam akhtoyres. Pitam akhtoyres means when you take all the ingredients of the ketoyres and you crush them and you make them in the way that it was made in the Beis HaMikdash. So even though your ketoyres is not hektish, it's really chulin, but there's halach, these are sugis and mesachtes krisis, we have rate bites on this. So the halach is that it's not okay for a person to be mefatim the ketores. Stating that, the Braisa says as follows. If someone does it l'slamidba, he does it because he wants to learn how to do the ketores. Maybe you'll get lucky. He'll have the job of being mefatim the ketores one day in the Beis HaMikdash. So he's training for it. He's practicing at home. Or he's doing it because he wants to hand it over to the tzibur. Then the tzibur will make it hektish and they'll use it. Potter. The halacha is he's potter from kares. Hamefatim is a ketores is chayvi kar, which is why it's a sugi in the first parak of Masechtas Krisis, because it's one of the chayvi krisis. So if somebody does it, he does it because he wants to give it over to the tzibur. There's no karis. If you do it because you want to smell it, then you're going to be chayv. So it's a tenai in the iser of being mefatim the ketores, or better,
It's a tenai in the chorus of being mefatim the ktoris. You have to do it al menas lahariach ba. If you don't do it al menas lahariach ba, you're going to be potter. Next halacha. This is what we need. Vahamariach ba potter. If somebody smells the ktoris, potter, there's no chorus. If you're mefatim the ktoris with the intent of smelling it, that's chorus. But if someone simply smells ketoris, that in itself is not chorus. Elo shemal. However, you are mile. So what does it sound like? Even though it's reyach, still there's me'ilo. So Rav Shimon ben Pazi said in the name of Shuba Levi, said in the name of Kapar, koil, umare, v'reyach, emphasis on reyach, ein behem mishu me'ilo. We have a kasha from a mefurish of Braisa. Here we have a Braisa that says very, very clearly that it's not that way. Yam reyach ba pot. If somebody smells like Teres, he's pot. Elo shemol. Elo mara papa. So Rav Papa said like this. You have to tweak this chazal. This is an often quoted chazal. Koil, umare, v'reyach, ein behem mishu me'ilo. Different nusach. Koil umare emem shom il. Koil umare that has no mila. Why the fish emem amish? Because there's nothing tangible. Koil sound is not tangible. Mara is certainly not tangible. And as a result, there's no mila. Vereyach, as it relates to reyach, no, that really should be subject to mila. However, la'achash etalatim roisoy emem shom il. Once the smoke of the ketores starts going up, at that point, if you smell the ketores, it's not going to be a problem. Why? Not because it's aimed at mamish, for a different reason. The reason is because at that point, the mitzvah is already done with the ketores. And there's a policy, there's a rule, that once a mitzvah is done with kachim, at that point, it's not subject to the laws of me'ila anymore. So kachim is subject to the laws of me'ila before the mitzvah was done. So for example, you had a carbon that you're supposed to be makrif. So before you were makrif the carbon, so you didn't do yet what you're supposed to do with this carbon. So now you have the laws of me'ila. Once you bring the carbon, at that point you wouldn't have me'ila anymore. So here too, the smoke is technically something that is subject to me'ila. Because really it's possible to have me'ila on reyach. However, once it's nasa mitzvah, see, that's what the Braisa was referring to. At that point, it's not going to, it's not going to be subject to the laws. Okay, so the Braisa that says this mi'ilan reyach, yeah, because it's true, there really is mi'ilan reyach. We have this idea, maybe there is no mi'ilan reyach, it's a different idea. It's not because it's same by mamish, it's la'achash and nasa and mitzvah, and at that point, once it's nasa mitzvah, there's no reyach. So we're going to get back to this later. But one thing is clear, koil mara v'reyach ein ba mishum mi'ilan. Not 100%. Kailu mara eimei mishum ilo ever, because eimei mamish. Reyach la'acha shenasa mitzvasei eimei mishum ilo. But koidim shenasa mitzvasei yeish be mishum ilo. But either way, we just mentioned, we're digressing from our digression from our digression. So, we just mentioned that once you have hektish, it was nasa mitzvasei, there's no me'ilo. Is that true? Maybe the chalecha, the nasa mitzvasei eimei mishum ilo, vare chumas hadeshen. What about chumas hadeshen? The nasa mitzvasei, once the mitzvah was done, yesh be mishum ilo, you still have the laws of me'ilo. So what's the chumas hadeshen? Every morning, this was the first avoida that was done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, where the kohen would walk up the ramp, and he would take a little bit of the deshen, a little bit of the of what was left over from the night before, and he would bring it down the ramp, and he would be v'soma yetzal mizbech. He would have to leave it next to the mizbech. As I learned, v'soma yetzal mizbech shalo yefazer. V'soma shalo yehana. You're not allowed to spread it out. Also, you're not allowed to benefit from it. So what do you see from here? Even though it was already nasa mitzvah, what are you doing with this dashen at this point? Everything was done. And still you see, you're not allowed to benefit from it. You have to leave it there. No, I know. What happened to the halach of kol hecha denasa mitzvah se'em b'mishom ilo? In other words, b'milim acherim, let's learn from Chumas Hadeshen that halacha is not true. You see from Chumas Hadeshen, shelo yahana, from the word v'samoy, that even though the mitzvah was done, still you can't have anah. So the Gemara says, true. You do see that by Chumas Hadeshen, but mishum da'vi Chumas Hadeshen u'big de kuhuna shnei k'suvim aban ke'echad. V'chol shnei k'suvim aban ke'echad, ein melan. Because, you know why you can't learn from Chumas Hadeshen? Because the same thing that we would learn from Chumas Hadeshen, you can learn from somewhere else. And anytime you can learn the same halacha from two places, here's the rule, you don't learn it from either one of the places. Now, what's this other place? This other place is Big Day Kohuna. Okay, so Chumas Hadeshen Adamar. Chumas Hadeshen, we just said the Makar. V'samoy Shelo Yahana. This is a Makar to a concept of Adav Shenasas Mitzvasai, yet there's still Me'ila. Where do you see this by Big Day Kohuna? D'chsev V'hinicham Sham. This is referring to the special clothing, the special Big Day Kohuna that the Kohen Gadol used to wear in Yom Kippur. So when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, Timi Mechaper and Old Averis, Timi Mechaper and the Chet Ha'egel, Timi Mechaper and Mechiris Yosef. Right, when the Kohen Gadol used to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he had to wear special begad. There was no gold. In Katega Nasa Sanega. So what did he wear? He wore Big Day Love. What did he do after Yom Kippur was over? It's Matzi Yom Kippur. So what do you do with your kittel? V'nicham Sham. But you don't just leave it until Pesach. What the Kohen Gadol used to do was Melami Chetunim Gneza. He had to hide it. It was never allowed to be used again. What does that sound like?
Why can't it be used again? Because it's asa ba'ano. Ayin tadovash and asas mitzvasa. If it's a dovash and asas mitzvasa, what's the problem? Also, you have two mekairis for a dovash and asas mitzvasa, yet it's still in Isra'ano. Choshnei ksuvim abon ke'echad. Anytime the Torah tells me something twice, the rule is ain lamed. But the Gemara says, not everybody agrees with this last halach. Anichal rabbanon damri b'lamash dunin gnizo. Bishop according to rabbanon that hold that the big day love, and after they were used, lefnai v'lefim by the kohen gadol, they required gnizo. So you see that even though it was nasas mitzvasa, still, there's an Isamil, El Rab Doisa, but according to Rab Doisa, the Paul Galer, who argues with Rabban Damar, Aval Ruin, Hele Kain had it, but Rab Doisa who says, that's not true. Just the Nicham Shan just means the Kohen Gadol was never allowed to use it another Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to have a new set of Big Day Lovin. But if a Kohen had you wanted to use it, he could. Why? Because there is no halach of Yom Nicham Sham. So we don't have a second Makar of Adavish and Asas Mitzvah so that has an Isamilo. So if that, Umayyib Nicham Sham, Shleish Namish Makim Kippur Acher, if Nicham Sham means that another Kohen Gadol is not allowed to use it on a different Yom Kippur, Mayyikulam Eimar, so it's not Shteik Subim Abon Ke'echot. So let's learn from Chumas Hadeshim that even Adavish and Asas Mitzvah so still the halach is its subject to him. So the Gemara Chumas Hadeshim, Egla Rufa Shneik Subim Abon Ke'echot. There's another other Makar. If it's not the big day kahuna, there's another other makar. V'chol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, ein melamnin, says the Gemara. What is this other makar? Egla rufa. So the Gemara doesn't go through this. But what do you see by egla rufa? By egla rufa, you have the same halacha that after the egla rufa was brought, they had a buried egla rufa. It was off limits. You couldn't have any anah from it. Why can't you have any anah from it? It's a davish and asis mitzvasai. And if it's a davish and asis mitzvasai, there should be no mi'ilah. So again, you see that even a davish and asis mitzvasai, still there's mi'ilah. So Zok to Gemara, you want to know why you can't learn from Chumas Hadeshen that a davish and asis mitzvasai is subject to the laws of mi'ilah? Because it's a shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad. What's the shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad? Either it's Chumas Hadeshen and the big day love on that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, or the shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad is Chumas Hadeshen and the egla aruf. But the Gemara says what it always says when it discusses the sugya of Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad. Oh, Nicho, that's good, according to Laman Dome Eimelamdin. That whole Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, Eimelel, Laman Dome Eimelamdin. But according to Laman Dome, that says Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad Eimelamdin, my Yigla Meimar. What's he going to say? So the Gemara says, Shrei Miyutik Ksivi. It's true, you have these two Makaris, but you also have two Miyutim. Ksiv V'samoy, V'ksiv Aruf. In the Pasuk of Chumas Hadeshen, it says V'samoy, it, as opposed to anything else, you would never have this halacha that a davish and asas mitzvasoi would still be subject to Isra'ah. No, it also in the parish of Egla Rufa it says ha arufa ha with the hey ayedia. Yeah, this is subject to this halacha, but anywhere else you're not going to have this halacha. Either way, this concludes the digression. What was the digression? We were discussing the halacha of kol maravirech emem mishum ilo. Why were we talking about kol maravirech emem mishum ilo? Because Rava, according to the second version of the Ikuda Amri in Shitas Ravro, said, you know, Amidala, what's the Makar to my halacha? The Makar is, Kol Mavrech, Eim Behem Mishum Me'ilah. I think Mar said, Reyach, Eim Behem Mishum Me'ilah. I have a raya that if someone's Marich from the Ketaris, even though there's no Karis, but at the same time it's subject to the laws of Me'ilah. So Mar said, you're right. Kol Mavrech, Eim Behem Mishum Me'ilah doesn't mean all the same thing. Kol Mar, Eim Behem Mishum Me'ilah, because it's not a real thing. Reyach is where it's Nasis Mitzvase, because if Dovish and Nasis Mitzvase, then there's no Me'ilah. What? A dovish and asis mitzvah, he doesn't have milah. What about Chumas Hadeshen? What about the big day lavan? The egla rufa, shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, shleish ksuvim abon ke'echad. Either way, we return to the machloikis Abaye v'Rava in the Ikra da'amri. So what was the machloikis Abaye v'Rava in the Ikra da'amri? Loi efshir umeschab. We're dealing with the halachas of Yisurah Anot, the topic of the day of the second perek of Masechtas Pesachim. And that is Yisurei Hanah. The question is, if somebody is going to benefit Bal Karcha, he's in this situation where on some inevitable, he's not really trying maybe, but he's on his way home and he's going to pass a Beis Avodah Zarah. It just so happens, he smells. So that's the question. Mutter Abayis and Mutter Rav said awesome. We have to be a little bit more specific. We had a first Lishon, we had a second Lishon. In the second Lishon, the Machlokes was where it's Loya Efshir, this person has no choice but to walk down the street and he's having Kavanah. And I'll leave it to Rav Shimon, Dovashenim Eschavan is Mutter. So if no kavan is mutter, yeah, kavan is always going to be us. I don't care. Efshar, lo efshar, it's going to be a problem. The machlokes was aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye said this fantastic chiddush. Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda that the halach is it's going to be mutter because it's not about kavana. And just like loy kavana could be us or yeah, kavana could be mutter, what does it depend on efshar or loy efshar? If it's loy efshar, so you're shtickle in an inevitable situation. So what's the halach going to be? The halach is it's going to be mutter. According to Rava, the halach is going to be that it's going to be awesome because it's true. Rabbi Yehuda holds davar she'en mischaven as mutter, but Rabbi Yehuda's davar she'en mischaven mutter, that's all aser, that's all a chumra. But to come out with a kula in Rabbi Yehuda's davar she'en mischaven, no way. Zok the Gemara Toshma Araya Teshitas Rava in the Ikud Da Amri, in the second Lishna of Rava's Halacha, from a Gemara in Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Perik Ilu Metzias, Hechnisa L'Rifka, if somebody had an Egla Rufa. So the Halacha with an Egla Rufa is, we spoke this out in the Raid by yesterday, you're not allowed to benefit. An Egla Rufa had to be an Egel, Shaloi Asa Saperis, right? It had to be an Egel, Shaloi Asa Saperis. And here's the question, we're defining what it means, Loi Asa Saperis. Meaning, if Egel did a little bit of work, does that mean already produce something? How do you define work? That's the question. Echnisa l'rifka, so if somebody had a team of calves that were doing work, of cows, bulls, that doing their thing, and he took this Egel and added it together. And the reason he did it was because he wanted the Egel to be together with its mother. It's like this, it can nurse from the mother, Vidasha, and it ended up doing work, Sheir. It doesn't disqualify it from being used as the Egla Rufa. Das heißt nicht gearbeit. Beschwil shetinek vidadash. If, however, your kavana wasn't only that it should nurse, but the kavana was also that it should do work, psula, in that case, it's going to be possible. So this person has a whole bunch of animals that are doing work. He takes this Egel that now we're discussing, can it be used for the Egla Rufa, can it not be used for the Egla Rufa, and he adds it to the team. He adds it to the Chevra. Why? He wants it to nurse from the mom. So if his intention is only for it to nurse, even though it did a little bit of work, that's not a problem. If his Kavanah was twofold, Shetinoik, Vitidosh, then it's going to be possible. So, Bahachad Loi Efsher, over here, in the second case, it was Loi Efsher. It's inevitable, right? He has no choice. He needs this baby to nurse. But he had kavana. And what's the halacha? And still you see it's possible. So what do you see from here? Now this is a whole different halacha. We're trying to determine whether it's considered work. In our sugi, we're discussing isuriana. But the bottom line is, you see from here, and it's possible. So toshma, it's a raya to rava, it's a kasha abaya. Now again, what would Abaya say if he was standing here? Abaya would say, no, maybe it's Reb Shimon, who said it's Reb Yehuda. We agree according to Reb Shimon that tov she'en mischaven is mutter, so when you have kavana, it's going to be a problem. It's not about Efshel Loi Efshel, it's about Kavanah Loi Kavanah. I only said it only with Rabbi Yehuda. But that's the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara does not give that answer. Zok the Gemara, Shani Hasam, over there it's different. Dechsiv, Asher Loi Ubad Ba, Mikol Makom. Because over there, there's a special pasuk that says that the only time you can use the Egel is if it was Loi Ubad Ba. No work was ever done. And that extra, Asher Loi Ubad Ba, Mikol Makom, meaning no work was ever done. It sounds like even a little bit of work, something that maybe ordinarily would not be deemed work. Over here it is. So maybe ordinarily, Loi Efshel V'Kamechavin wouldn't be possible, like Abaya says. Maybe really would be not considered anything. But we have a ribuy of loy ubadba over here, it's going to be in it. Then in the ratio, that should also be the case. How come in the case where you didn't have kavana for it to do work, all you wanted was for it to be tinek, you just wanted it to nurse, how come over there it's going to be okay? If you have the ribuy, so the Gemara says, olay dam ya el aloha. I'll explain it to you with a mashal. A halacha with regards to the laws of paraduma. Shachin ala oif. Paraduma has the same halacha. The only time you're allowed to use a paraduma if it was loy Allah ala oil. So what happens if a bird was sitting on the para? It's still going to be kosher. Allah le'a zachar. If it made it with a zachar, however, psula, it's going to be possible. My time. Amra papra papa said like this. Iksiv avad v'karinan avad. So it's interesting because we're bringing this Mishnah, Masechtes Parah, and we're going to explain the Mishnah from a halacha in Egla Rufa. So if it sounds confusing, it's really not because they both have the same principle. Egla Rufa, it says ashaloi avad. But, and as it relates to the paraduma, it says ashaloi alala, whatever, but it's the same halacha, that if the Egla Rufa did a little bit of work, it's a problem. The paraduma did a little bit of work, it's going to be a problem. So what's the halacha with regards to the paraduma? Shachin ala, or if there was a bird sitting on it, it's going to be kasher. If it was alala, zachar, it's going to be possible. So again, what's the difference? Rav Papa said like this, iksiv avad, the karin and avad, what's the lashon apasik by the Egla Rufa? Ashaloi ubadba, that's what it says. Had it said ashaloi avad, that would be the kri and the ksiv. Then I would say, ada avad ba'iyu. The person has to do work with the animal. If you didn't do work with the animal, it doesn't become disqualified. Iksiv ubad, the karina and ubad. Had the ksiv been ubad, ayin vav beis dalet, and the kri would have also been ubad, afilu mamelonami. Then I would say, even if work happened on it, so I don't care what the work is, it would be mota. Hashad the ksiv avad, it's written without a vav, as if it should be pronounced avad. The karina ubad, but if you look at the pintaloch, you look at the nekudos, it says ubad. So we learn from there, ubad dum yude avad. Ma avad denichale, af ubad denichale. Sounds like kiyutan dum yude kiyitan, right? Uba dumya de avat. We learn from there that as long as it's nichale, if it does work, even if the work happened on its own, as long as I'm happy with it, it's something that I have a geschmack in, it's something I'm satisfied with, it's going to be a problem. So if my para mates, yeah, that's something that a person would be nichale. If it was ola le oif, who cares? As a result, it's not uba dumya de avat, it's not going to be an issue. The same is true with regards to the braisa, coming full circle. As it relates to the braisa, if it was a chnisa le rithgut, simply to nurse, and it ended up doing work, then we look at that as being loy nichale. If, however, my intention was for it to work, so then it's already uba dumya de avat, it seems like there's some nichale, therefore in that instance, it's going to be an issue. But the bottom line is, as it relates to machlekes abayi v'rava, there's no raya from that halacha. The reason there's no raya, shani hasam dechsev ha'shol loy uba, there's a special riboy. Has nothing to do with the machlokes by Rabbi Tashma, another right. Aveda. As it relates to an Aveda, someone's a Shomer Aveda. He found a lost object. Lo yishtachena. So you're not allowed to spread it out. Lo yagabi mita, not on your bed. Lo yagabi mogot, not on top of pegs. Litzarcha, if you're doing it for your own personal use. Right? You're not allowed to use an Aveda. You're a Shomer. Avol shoitcha litzarcha. But you're allowed to spread it out. In fact, you have to spread it out for that lost item. Meaning you have to make sure that the lost item is preserved. Al gabi mita, al gabi mogot. Zam lo yarchem. What if you have guests? That's already something that you're not allowed to do, not for yourself and not for it. Meaning, if there are guests there, you're not allowed to make this public display of the Aveda, even if you're doing it for the sake of the Aveda. Why? So, what do you see from here? What's Afdur Arsogya? So, here it's Loy Afsha, it would seem. It was Loy Afsha. And it's Yom Mechavin. You're having in mind to do this thing that you're not supposed to do, and you see that it's a problem. Loi ef should become a chavin, and you see it's a problem. So this is a raya to Rava. It's a kasha on Abaya. Now again, we're assuming that this mission is going a little bit of Yehuda, Lav Dafka. It could be going according to Rav Shimon. But you see from here where it's Loi ef should, I have guests. I need to take care of this lost object. I'm being the chavin to do it for the thing itself. And I know there's guests here, so I'm going to benefit from it on some level. I mean, I'm showing the guest this fancy item. That's not really mine. But the point is that you see it's going to be an issue. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Yasin, that's a whole different halacha. The reason is the Kalila. The reason you're not allowed to do it is because we're afraid something bad is going to happen to this lost item. What's going to happen? Imishum inabisha. Maybe the guests are going to give it a nine hara. Imishum ganavi. Or maybe word's going to spread that you have something fancy and you're going to entice people to come steal it. And for that reason, it's going to be an issue. One final tashma. And this tashma is not going to be a tashma to the second lishna of Abaye Verava, but this is actually going to be a tashma to the first lishna of Abaye Verava. So what was the first lishna? What was the machlokes Abaye Verava? They were arguing not loy efshe v'mechaven, but efshe v'loy mechaven. Alibi the Rav Shimon that holds davar she'en mechaven is mutter. The Rav Shimon say davar she'en mechaven is mutter, even if you can avoid it. Or the Rav Shimon only say davar she'en mechaven is mutter where it's not avoidable. Abaye said that efshe v'loy mechaven. You have Rav Shimon shita davar she'en mechaven is mutter. Davar she'en mechaven is mutter. What difference does it make if you could have avoided it? You couldn't have avoided it, right? If you schlep a heavy thing on the ground, Rav Shimon says it's okay. Even if it's a light thing on the ground, Rav Shimon is going to say it's okay. Rava said no. That the only time Rav Shimon said his halacha davar she'en mechaven is mutter is if it's something that's avoidable. But if it's avoidable, if it's efshir, over there he never said his halacha. So the Gemara says, Toshma, moichri ksus. People that sell ksus, they sell clothing. Moichri kedarkam, they're allowed to sell even shatnez, and they could sell it in the ordinary way. Meaning, they can wear it. In the olden days, people, they used to say, you see the suit I'm wearing, you like it? It could be yours, right? So that's how they used to sell it. Just try not to have anah from it. Vatsnuin, the chosh of the people, mafshilin lacharein b'makal. They didn't want to wear it. They would put it on a stick, on a mannequin, and that's the way they would advertise it. But they themselves wouldn't wear it. What's the kasha? Now, this halacha, before the kasha, is obviously going according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, who holds davar she'en mechaven is mutter, holds moichri ksus, moichri kedarkin, mevatshel yischaven. Because according to Rav Yehuda, mevatshel yischaven, who cares? Davar she'en mechaven is also. So, meretin da chavad Rav Shimon. Now, the halacha over here, the efshel emevet kitznuin. Over here, it's efshel. You can avoid it. You don't have to wear it. You can do what the tznuin do. They didn't wear it, and they seem to be in business. So, l'chur, you should be able to do the same thing. V'ki loy mechavin shari. And still, you see, where you don't have kavana, it's going to be mutter. So, who's this a raya to? This is a raya to Abaya. That holds Rav Shimon's halach of davar she'en mechavin is mutter. L'kula, it's mutter even where it's efshes. T'yufta, l'man, demasni, lishna, kama, derava. tiyufta. This is a tiyufta on the first Rava. By the way, if this Gemara sounds a little bit familiar, parts of it, it's because the Gemara had the same exact discussion in Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Chav Tes, in Perek Bamem Adlikin. That's the closest we're getting to Nyana de Yomer right now. In Perek Bamem Adlikin, and over there, the Gemara had this the same Shaila, and the Gemara came out with the same Tiyufta, Mefurish Arai, the Reb Shimon's Halacha, that Dovish Hinem Eschaven is Mutter, is true, whether it's Efsher, and it's going to be true, whether it's Loi Efsher. So just one Ha'ara as it relates to today's Daf. And again, every Daf in Perek Kol Shah is loaded with Shas Reid. But to focus on Reb Shimon ben Pazi, in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, in the name of Bar Kapara, he said, "Toil umar v'reach, ein behem nishum me'ila." The Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beit, says, "Minayin, how do you know she mevarchen al reach? How do you know that if you smell something that smells geshmak, you make a bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, bayrei minei besamim, bayrei atzei besamim. How do you know that you make a bracha on reach?" So Rab Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Koila neshama tahalokah. Koila neshama tahalokah. Eza udavash neshama nenes mimenu. What's an example of something that the neshama has anah from? Ve'ena guf nene mimenu. And the guf does not have anah from. Heviyoyim ezeh reyach. So what's an example of that? An example of that is going to be reyach. So Rab Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, how do you know that you make a brach on reyach? What's an example of a hana that the neshama has that the guf doesn't have? Have a omer zeherech. Freit the noyde b'Yehuda in the tzlach right here on this Gemara in Masechtas Brachos Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. It's a pella. We need a special pasuk koil aneshama tahalol ka to tell me that if a person has hana from reyach, he has to make a bracha. The Gemara says in the beginning of Perek Ketzah Mevarchim. Aser loy lo adam sheyehana mina oilam azeh b'loy bracha. It's also for a person to have anah mina oilam azeh b'loy bracha. So if you're not allowed to have anah mina oilam azeh b'loy bracha, and reyach is considered anah, savada, the halacha is us that you would have to make a bracha before you have reyach. What do I need a pasuk for? If it's a svara, aser loy lo adam sheyehana mina oilam azeh b'loy bracha, that's when you're not allowed to eat without making a bracha. So why would you think reyach should be different? As I freak the Noyde B'Yehuda, says the Noyde B'Yehuda, in Tzlach, I'm going to tell you pshat. The reason is, because if you take a look in the Gemara, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei, that Gemara says as follows, Tanu Rabbanan, Asa Lay La Adam Shiyahana Min Ha'ilam Azeh B'Lay Bracha, V'chol Anena Min Ha'ilam Azeh B'Lay Bracha, if somebody has Anah Min Ha'ilam Azeh B'Lay Bracha, Ma'al, he violates the Isra Me'ila. Why is it Me'ila? So the Gemara goes on to explain, because there's two psukim. The pasuk says, Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem, the ha'aretz nasan livnei yadam. But there's another pasuk that says, Lashem ha'aretz umlai. Okay, it's that. Kam koidim bracha, kam la'achar bracha. Before a person makes a bracha, Lashem ha'aretz umlai. The aretz belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has kedusha. If it has kedusha, when you benefit from this world, you're benefiting from something that has kedusha. La'achar, a person makes a bracha, he unlocks that kedusha. Now it goes from being kadosh to being chayil. And as a result, Hashamayim, Shamayim, Lashem, but the aretz, Nasan livnei Adam. So says the Gemara, Asalei la'adam shiyahanam oilam azeh b'lei bracha. V'chalanenam min oilam azeh b'lei bracha. Not only did he do an avera, but ma'al, mi'ila is very chamor. And you're tapping into the laws of mi'ila. Why mi'ila? Why is this kachim? Why is this kachim Hashem? Because Lashem ha'aretz ublai. It's only after the bracha that it becomes Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. V'aretz nasan livnei Adam. So the night of Yehuda said a charifus. He said, the Gemara says, M'sachin chavav amir alif, dekoil umare v'reyach ein behem nishum mi'ila. So he said, if Koil Marav Erech Ein Behem Nishum Me'ilah, and the Isser to eat without making a bracha is Me'ilah, so he said, so Kedai Techamina, I would have had a Havamina, Ben Benoy Shal Havamina, that maybe it's okay to be Nenem in Erech B'loy Bracha. Why? Because the whole Isser is Me'ilah. It's the fact that Lashem Aretz Umloya. It's only afterwards. Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Aretz Nasal Levnei Adam. So if there's no Me'ilah, because Koil Marav Erech Ein behem nishum me'ilah. So based on that, you would have thought that maybe there should be no problem when it comes to reyach. Zokta Noyd B'Yehuda, that's why we need another pasuk. That's why, Omer Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Omer Rav, Minayin Shum Mevarchan Al HaReyach, Shenema Koil HaNesham HaTahal Al Ka. You're right, it's the svara of Kilu Ma'al Avadanit. Why not? Because Kol Marav HaReyach, Ein behem nishum me'ilah. It's because of this new reason. It's because you have a pasuk, Koil HaNesham HaTahal Al Ka, Ezehu Hana. What's a dove? It's referring to reyach. As I said, it's Noyde B'Yehuda in the Tzlach in Masechtas Brachos. Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. And the truth is, we mentioned this slach when we learned Masechtas Brachas. Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. But the Ein Beis Medrash Beloi Chiddush. There's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvas Avnei Nezer. This tshuva is in Eir Chaim. It's Simon Lamed Zayin. And the tshuva was written LaHarav HaKadosh Rabbi Chil Mi Alexander. So Rabbi Chil Mi Alexander, for those of us that are Alexander Chassidim, was known as the Alter Rebbe. He was the Yismach Yisrael's father. He was the father of the Heilige Yismach Yisrael. So the Rebbe Rabbi Chil, the Alter Rebbe, sent a shaila to the Avnei Nezer, and it's printed in Shailos HaTshuvas Avnei Nezer. And over there, he discusses a very lomdish inyan. It's not a Chassidish Tshuva. It's a very Litvish Tshuva. It's a very lomdish Tshuva. And he discusses food that's kosher, that you have in your house, before you make a bracha, you're not allowed to eat. Is it an Isser Gavra? I, the person, am not allowed to eat this food? Or is it an Isser Cheftza? Is the food considered awesome? So the Alter Rebbe wanted to say a Chiddush that it could be an Isser Cheftza. Why would it be an Isser Cheftza? Because the Gemara says that if somebody eats without making a bracha, it's Keilu Ma'al. And kachim is Issa Chafetz, it's not Issa Gavra. So if that's the case, it could be even though the food is kosher food, but we don't look at it as Issa Gavra, we look at it as Issa Chafetz. For example, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. So all the food in your house becomes awesome, but it's Issa Gavra, it's not Issa Chafetz. But said the Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe Rabbi Chil, that it could be this is different. Could be this is actually going to be Issa Chafetz. Because the Gemara says, Kilo Mal. Either way, that's the noise. Incidentally, there's a famous chiddush from Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says that if a person, the first night of Pesach, he's eating matzah, he doesn't make a birchas hanenin. So he doesn't make a hamoitzi lechem in the aretz, right? And all the excitement of the leil haseder, he makes achilas matzah with all the kavanas. But he didn't say baruch atah Hashem likenu malach olam hamoitzi lechem in the aretz. He said it's not yoitza. You know he's not yoitza. It's matzah gzula. It's mitzvah b'aver. You can't be yoitza matzah with matzah gzula. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger said it's aser kilu mal. How can you be? You can be yoitza with a lulav agazel. If you sit in a sukkah gzula, it's matzah gzula. Because if you eat without making a bracha, you're a gazel and you're a mile. But the point is, that was the tshuva. The tshuva was issa gavri issa chefsa. So toich dvarav. One of the things that Rabbi Chilm Alexander, the Alexander Rebbe, sent to the Avnei Nezer was he wanted to answer the noy de Behuda's kasha. He brings the noy de Behuda's kasha. He's mechavet to the noy de Behuda. Side the kasha and side the teretz. So he said that the Gemara says, "On Rav Sotchav Tuvi Amar Rabbi Nayin Shemavarch and Alarech Shenamak Kol and Shabbat Halukah Isadav Hashanah Shabbat Nes Menor Gufnenu." Have I misereach? His question: what do I need a pasuk for? The Gemara says in the beginning, "Kaitz Mevarchim Svarahu Asa LaAdam Sheyahana Min Olam Azabalei Bracha." So he said to the Avnei Nezer in his letter that Lucher Yesh Leim Rapshat based on the Gemara Pesach Mamish Tenoy De Beyehuda Kol Maravereach Ein Behen Mishom Meilu. But the Avnei Nezer wrote back, he said that this that the Rebbe wants to say, to answer this kasha, why we need a pasuk for Reach, typically you never let Avana from without making a bracha. So why we think Reach? Because Kol Marvrech Eimim Mishum Yilo. So he said, that's all true in the Havamin of the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim. But he said in the Maskon of the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, the Gemara doesn't come out that way. That's why I emphasized it three times when we went through the Da, leading up to the punchline, leading up to the rate bite. Because what did the Gemara say? Kol Marav Reich Embe Meshum. In fact, the Gemara, is that true? Reich Embe Meshum Yilo. The Gemara says, if someone's Mariach the Ketairis, you smell the Ketairis, you're not a Chayiv Karis. Says, well, Karis. Not. It sounds like you're going to be Austin, it's going to be Me'ilo. I call Marav Reich Embe Meshum Yilo. So the Gemara gave it Teretz. What's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz was, you're right. Really, there is mila. So what did Chazal mean when they said, Reach Eim B'Mishum Mila? They meant, La'acha Shenasa Mitzvasa. Because the Dovah Shenasa Mitzvasa, Eim B'Mishum Mila. And that's why the Gemara digressed a half Amid to discuss the laws of Dovah Shenasa Mitzvasa, Eim B'Mishum Mila. And the truth is, it's Mefurish in the Rambam, the Avnei Nezer said. The Rambam in Perikei Hilchus Mila, Halacha Tezayin, Koil Umar V'Reach Shal Hektish, Loi Nehenu V'Loi Mayal. Bamed Varim Amurim, B'Shehariach HaKtoires, That's true if you smelled it after the ketores already went up. Why? Because then it's a davar shenasa mitzvasai. If, however, you would smell it as it's going up, in that case, you actually would be mild. But either way, the Avnei Nezer said it's a tois, because that's all in the havamina of the Gemara Reach is Ein B'Mishum Milo. But lamaskara not. And the truth is, it's a kasha on the Alexander Rebbe. It's also a kasha on the Noida B'Yehuda. It's a mafurish at slach in Noida B'Yehuda. In Masechtas Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So what's going on over here? All this raid is in the Havamin in the Gemara. It doesn't stem in the Maskana of the Gemara. So the truth is that there's a Hagah in the Tshuva, Omar Hamagia, it's in brackets, and it's about 10, 12 lines long. The Hagah is in the Shaul's Tshuva's Avnei Nezer, from the Avnei Nezer's son. Who's davening Ezer's son? The Shem Shmuel. So this is all the Polish Rebbes. So it's in the Shem Shmuel. He's the Magia, and the Magia says that it's true that he said that davening Ezer, my Tata, said that based on the way the Rambam understood the Gemara and the way we explained the Gemara in the Daf, the Teretz doesn't seem to start. But he says Ayin Sham Rashi, and he has a whole shot over there where maybe the Rebbe was coming from and where the Noid of Yehuda was coming from. But either way, this is the Kasha. The Kasha is that the Gemara says Minayin Sham Mevarchan Al Areach Shenem Makoyla Neshama Taluka. What do you need a pasuk for? What happened to us? The Teretz says you would have thought Reich is different. Why would you think Reich is different? Because Kol Marv Reich Emem Meshum Meila. Who's talking about Meila? The Gemara. That Svara is Hanenem Adol Mazes Kilu Ma. Us, you see, it's Meila. And if there's no Meila by Reich, that's why you would have thought Reich is different. That's why you have to have a pasuk. There's another Teretz to this Kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings, again, on the topic of Polish Gedolim. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilyoni Ashas, brings another teretz based on a Shfus Yaakov. And this is something that, unfortunately, was very halacha l'maisa for a lot of people very recently. And that is, what happens if a person can't smell? If a person cannot smell, he loses his ability to smell, his chush hareach. Could you make a bracha on besamim, or could you not make a bracha on besamim? So Pashim say, of course not. You can't benefit from the besamim. What would be the havimini you should be able to? But the Beis Yosef brings from one of the kadmonim that said, yeah. And he said, the reason is because the Gemara says, and it sounds like Reach is a Dover Shana Shonma Nenes Mimenu. So the Beis Yosef brings such a Deya that says that even if you can't smell, but we assume that your Neshama is benefiting from it, and if your Neshama is benefiting from it, so it's for that reason the halacha is that being that your Neshama is benefiting from it, even though you're not benefiting from it, it's still going to be considered anah. And the Shfus Yaakov paskins that way. Incidentally, he brings that he spoke to the Chachmei HaRoifim. And he asked the Chachmei HaRoifim if it makes sense that if a person has no chush harech, if he can have any hanah from smelling. And they told him no. But he writes, and this is in bold letters printed in the Shfus Yaakov. It's a Chelo Gimel Simen Chav. We call Makkah, right? We always speak out from the Shfus Yaakov. We always speak out from the Iyun Yaakov, the Pirish on the Ein Yaakov. So this is the Shfus Yaakov. We call Makkah, Kiman Sheikr Sifreyam Hu Michachmas Umayso Oilam Aristoi Vechaverev Oichet Inyan of the Yoima Ein Lismaych Al Devreyam Ladino. So he says, you can't be Saimachan Dam Lamais. But either way, Shfus Yaakov was made. Shfus Yaakov said, you can make a Baroness. But either way, Yosef Engel in his Gilyani Asha says that according to the Shfus Yaakov, who said that you paskin Lahalo, like this one day that the Beis Yosef brings, says that could be as another terrorist to the Kashna. You're right. To tell me that if I can benefit from what I'm smelling, that I have to make a bracha, I don't need Koyla Neshama Talakot. For that I have bracha Slamet Hamad Aleph. For that I have the Gemara Asala Adam Shiohana Me'ela Zabalei Bracha. You know what the Chiddush is? You know what the Chiddush is of the Gemara and Brachas Mem Gimel Amad Beis? Even where I can't benefit from it, but my neshama is benefiting from it. How do I know that even if it's only my neshama that's benefiting from it, still you make a bracha? Koyla neshama taloka. Even if it's only the neshama that's having anah, even then the halacha is you're allowed to benefit from it. Just to be messiah, it's Chanukah, and you can't go through Chanukah without quoting the Bnei Yisoscha at least once. So just to mention the Bnei Yisoscha that Rabbi Yanki showed me, Rabbi Yanki Blyer, what we learned, Mesechtes Brachas Daf Mem Gimel, and that is the Heilige Bnei Yisoscha said that why is it, incidentally, he says this in one of his Chanukah shtiklach. He says, why is it that the Reach is the only Hanah that the Neshama is able to benefit from? Right? From all the Hanahs, from all the pleasures, the only pleasure that the Neshama is able to tap into is when you smell something. So the Bnei Yisoscha said, it's because Reach is the only one of the senses that didn't play a role by the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Says the pasuk says by the Eitz Hadas, Hashem told Adam and Chava, "Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Toichel." However, Eitz Hadas Toivera, that you're not allowed to touch. And the pasuk says, "Vateireh Isha." The Isha saw; she looked at it. Ki Toiva Eitz LaMichel VeKitava Hulei Nayim. And then the pasuk says later, "Vatipachno Inei Shneim VaYedu Keirumim Heim VaYishmu Es Koil Hashem." They heard the Koil Hashem. What they do? VaYischabe Adam Isha. That was an Aveiru. They went ahead and they hid. So they saw. They heard. VaYoichlu. They ate. They ate from the eitz. The sense of sight, of hearing, of taste. They touched it. The only thing they didn't do is, doesn't say anywhere that they smelled it. And he says, being that they never smelled from the Eitz Hadas, the chush of Reach was never nifkam. And because it was never nifkam, it remains more spiritual than all the other chushim. And it's because of that, the Reach is a chush. It's a davar shana shama nenes mimenu. And that's why koila neshama talo ko, the one chush that we have
that the Nesham is able to tap into is the Chush of Reich. Why the Chush of Reich? Because that's the only one of the senses that played no role in the Chet of the Eitz Hadas.